Greetings, Wilkinson here. Today, my special guest, actually, he's an Airbnb guest here. We just met, like, what, a day ago?
A day ago.
We're like good old friends already.
It seems like a lifetime.
Yeah. And his name is Mickey, also known as Luis Miguel.
Well, yeah.
Wait, but tell me your whole name. Yeah, I can't say it. It's so sexy.
My whole name is Luis Miguel Diaz Morlet Cornejo.
Oh my God, that's a mouthful.
It's like a telenovela name. I know I'm Mexican, so I have long name. And but when I used to live here, I cut it to Mickey.
All Americans, thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Because it was like, and I was like, Mickey's fine. Mickey works. And yeah, since I was like young, all my friends and family just call me Mickey.
You're so old now.
I'm an old guy now.
You hit that 3-0.
Yes, I'm super. I like, this is like a podcast, but if you could see me, I think I don't reflect the age I do have. Like, I think I look younger. What do you think?
Oh. 40?
40? Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay.
No, you have that punk look. Well, obviously there'll be a picture. He's kind of has a bad boy look. He's a nice guy, but he looks like a bad guy.
It's like a costume, like bad boy. Yeah, exactly.
Covered with ink.
Yes, I like love
it.
The tooth.
I like it. Facial hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've already told him if he has any a friend like 50 to 60, and you know.
Yeah.
I'm really into Latino guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna introduce you to some gay friends I had. That you don't know, like, you might be their type.
Might be.
Yeah.
If they like old guys, it's okay.
Nah, you're not old.
Anyway, let's get back to you because we don't have that much time.
Okay,
gotta catch a plane. So you're an actor.
Yes, I'm an actor. I'm a TV host. I'm working on music. So, yeah,
hopefully you do as many things as I do.
Yes.
Fingers in all of the pots, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back. So talk about how you got into acting. What started you on that journey?
Since I was young, I felt the need for art. You know, like, I loved movies and plays and music, and all, but in a very sensitive way. So I was like that. Like, I've been like that all my life. But I don't know, like, life and maybe my family and the place I was born in, it got me to think I would need to study economics or whatever.
Something traditional.
Yes, exactly.
Normal, quote unquote.
Exactly. Yeah. So I did the test, and I was like, 1 month before I was going into to college, I don't know. I had a trip. I love Aspen. It's one of my favorite places. And I was skiing there, and I flipped, and I felt like all the way down. And I was just watching the sky lying on the floor, and I thought, like, I don't want to lose my life working on something I don't really like.
Right.
I know it's hard. Like, a lot of actors know the struggle. It does, but it's like a payment we need to do what we really love. It's difficult, but if you do it and you work
for
it,
dues.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I just canceled college and I went to acting school and drama school for 3 years. So I stayed there practicing and having all of that. That people may think it's easy, because, like, some people think that it's easy to become an actor, and it's not. It's like, you need to know a lot of yourself. You need to know a lot about your feelings, emotions, and characters and literature and all that stuff. And it's very hard. And I think if people do it, like, it doesn't matter if you want to be an actor or not, but if you take like classes, it develops like tools so you can like use them in life.
Right.
Like, to have like a free speech, but in a good way, you know, like to express yourself, to become a better version of what you are. So yeah, that's what got me into acting. And then
So what did your family think when you switched?
They loved it.
They did.
I'm so lucky to have the family I have. They were like, oh, that was that we've always known that you're gonna be our star and artist, and they were super like supportive of my decision. And yeah, I was very lucky. I got, I think my friends, my family, everyone that surrounded me, they pushed me to do that too, in a good way. So yeah, I was very, very lucky to have that support.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, did you live in Mexico City?
Yes, I live in Mexico.
Is that where you grew up?
I grew up there, yeah. Okay. I stayed there for 25 years. And then I got, like, I have this crazy thing that a lot of strange things happen to me that are, like, crazy stories. Like, people may think I'm inventing or that they're not true.
Yeah, that you're writing a fiction.
Yes, like, yes, it's crazy what happens in my life. So I went to Coachella and with some friends, and when I'm like in the bathroom, I didn't know he was a producer, but he was like, "Oh, what do you do?" And I told him I'm an actor, blah blah blah, and he told me like, "Okay, if you're going to LA, do this casting and all that stuff." And I went back and I did the casting. I got a role to shoot a pilot, I stayed here for 2 years, something like that. And it was amazing. I LA changed.
Were you in a show?
Yes. The show didn't air because it was a pilot. But okay. I don't know what I learned a lot of things, and I like my happiest years ever are living in LA. It changed me and it helped me become what I wanted to become. To be I don't know, the look I was trying to get, and the mindset and everything. I just needed that special place because LA takes you in.
So wait, when you met the producer at Coachella,
yeah,
were you the clean cut kid?
Yes.
At that point?
Well, it was, yeah. I had a lot of avatars in my life. I was that guy, like the like clean cut guy.
Right.
Then I was like kind of an Elton John vibe, like pearl glasses and pink hat and long boots and big coats. And then I had that, the Elton John thing. And that worked. I was like, I was weird. I've always looked weird and different. And I love it. I love to be that person. And yeah, but now I'm like a rocker vibe, because I want to bring that to new music. I think rock is forgotten. And I try to bring that aesthetic into the music of today. Oh. Yeah.
So you do music and you do acting.
Yes.
What do you like better?
I love acting because I love to get into the skin of a character. It doesn't matter if it's a good, well, it's not good or bad. It's just people and decisions. And I like to do some things that I'm not able to do in my life. So I feel like I have like a lot of works in my life. Like I've been
so
a
you
doctor.
Can live another life.
Yes,
through that.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been a doctor. I've been a bad guy. I've been like all that stuff. And but music is very special to me. And I've been working on like in my music for maybe 2 years now. And I'm waiting for the right moment, because I don't want to follow trends. I just want to be me. Right. And that's difficult, but I think it's gonna work out.
Well,
yeah.
Do you think you'll leave acting to do that if it takes off?
I want to do. I think I need acting in my life. Like I need it. It doesn't matter if I'm doing music. I need to become another person time to time, because I don't know. That's what I love, and I love the craft, and I love it. So yes, I want to do music always and do gigs and all that stuff, and sometimes go back to acting.
What are some of the acting things you've done so far?
There's a lot of telenovelas. Maybe you guys know them, right? Soap operas.
Okay. Yeah?
It's called soap opera?
Yeah.
Why? Why soap?
I don't know. I don't watch them.
they're,
if you were in one, I'd watch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. In Mexico, they're very popular, and we sell them to Europe. So it's weird that a lot of Russian girls or people know you.
Really?
And because they would with another language, but they're very famous all around the world. Not in the U.S., but Latin America and Europe, they always watch them. I've done like, I don't know, like 10, 11 of them. And
different shows. Really?
Yeah. Because it's super fast. We make them super fast. Like it's just a 4-month thing. And then you go to the next, you go to the next, you go to the next.
So there aren't some of them that are on TV for like 30 years like here?
Well, yeah, they. That's the thing.
But your character comes and goes.
No. You make the project. You do that, and then they aired that show, like, I don't know, for 6 months.
Okay.
And then they sell it to the world, so they reproduce that a lot of... It can stay in TV forever.
But the story doesn't go on for 30 years.
Oh, no.
Because here, I don't watch them, but I understand they just go on forever.
Oh, yeah. that's the difference between a soap opera and the sitcom. That sitcom...
The soaps go forever.
Well...
Here...
Well, here, yeah.
Yeah, here.
Here, yeah. That's why we call them telenovela, because it's a whole, it's a different thing. Yeah.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah. But I love them. They're very unique, but I prefer, that's what got me into trying to do different acting stuff.
What is the weirdest role you had on one of those?
The weirdest? My first scene, I was super excited, and my role was, I was the best friend of the president's daughter. Oh. And it was like a crazy party, and I got to set, and I read, like, I didn't have a script. So I was like, okay, so
you got there.
I got there, and I was like, where's my script? And the director started, he told me, you don't have script. And then, okay, I don't have lines? No, we're gonna, it's like a kind of a gang bang. Yeah, and kind of an orgy. And I was like, okay, this doesn't happen like in Mexican television. Like, that doesn't happen.
Right.
And he was very crazy, and I liked him. He was very nice. And my first scene was me fucking the president's daughter in a party. So it was crazy because I didn't met the girl. The girl was like 2 minutes at. 2 minutes before, they were like, okay, this is Mickey. He's going to be this guy. And then, okay, take your clothes off and you need to protect her. That's what they told me. So I needed to like take care of that the camera doesn't, you know, like
show anything.
Right. So it was weird. We did in Mexican television, we kind of do like maybe 2 or 3 takes at least because it's super fast. This took maybe 13 takes.
Uh-oh.
So
something kept showing.
Yes, exactly. So it was like a weird kind of fuck date. It was super weird. And I've never seen the girl again. I wish her the best. I don't know where she is. But yeah, that was my
first. So she wasn't covered up in real life?
She was like full naked.
Because I think here, I don't know, I've never watch them shoot, but my understanding is that they cover them up and they even have a person that keeps them from...
Exactly. In Mexico, it's not that, like, it's super fast. They don't, like, do that.
Why do that?
Yeah, exactly. So she was, like, sitting, like, on me. So I need, like, to hug her and kind of fuck her, but to take, like, to make her secure. It was crazy.
So you were naked, too?
No, I only had the like, on
like a brief.
Like a short, yeah, like a short on.
Like a G-string or something.
Yeah. It was very fun. That was my first TV scene.
Wow. Welcome to the world of TV.
Yes, I love it. No, but yeah, I've had like a lot of, some people think that the way I dress, the way I look, they think I'm gay. So they offer
me... Wait, you're not gay?
I'm not.
And you stayed here at my Airbnb?
Yeah. All my best friends are gay, yeah.
Okay, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
When did you discover first time that you were straight?
It was a long time ago. In preschool.
Did you feel abnormal because you were straight?
Yeah.
I'm asking all these questions because this is the normal stuff I ask to the kids.
Yeah. I did like when I, in acting school and all that stuff, there's a lot of gay people.
Oh, so you were the minority.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny.
That's why I feel so, I don't know, gay people are the funniest people I know.
That's why you would love me after being here one day.
Yes, exactly. You live life to the fullest and you don't care what people think. And that's what I love about the mindset that all my friends and you have. Like, it's fuck that, I like this, and fuck life and fuck the world. And I love that kind of mindset. And yeah, but I was a minority. So it was, I don't know, it was weird because like all my friends tell me about their boyfriends and breakups, and it's weird that I need to give like...
So you're like the therapist.
Yes, I'm like the therapist. I'm like, no, fuck that guy. Like, he's not that interesting.
Just leave him.
Leave him. Go to find another three of them. And those are my my feedbacks.
Wow.
But no, I don't know. Like, it was very fun. I've learned a lot of my gay friends that... And I think I feel stupid saying this because I don't think... something that you like puts you into, like gives you a tag, you know, like it's like if I like chocolate or vanilla, it's the same thing. It's the same. We're people.
Right.
So that's what I don't like about being like tagged.
Like being labeled.
Yeah. Label. I hate labels. Like you can be whatever you want to just have fun. That's it.
But you're labeling yourself with your look right now.
Well, yeah. Like
well, that's
my,
okay.
Yeah. That's okay. No, I try to give an image that
right.
I want people
it's to... It's your persona.
Yeah, exactly.
And well, I got to say, so we, for people listening, I looked through all of his photos. He showed me a lot of them. And what the way he looks now is way better than what he looked as this clean-cut kid.
Yeah, in Mexico,
he's a nice guy, but he's a bad boy look.
Yeah,
like
yeah, exactly. And I figured this out. And I'm not like, it's not like a costume. Like some people think it's like a character. And I'm not, like, I literally look the way I want to look. Like, this is what I like. These tattoos I love.
Right.
I love black clothes. I think they're poetic.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the way I look, I think it's a retro thing that I love. I really love the way I look.
Huh.
Yeah.
So what are you involved in right now?
Right now, okay, I signed, I don't know, like 100-page non-disclosure agreement.
So, okay, you could talk in general.
Yeah, but life took me into reality TV.
Okay.
And I had that on my mind because it's very fun. It gets to be like, it's not a character. It's really you. So I think I'm a very unique person. So I was trying to get into those projects to see how how would I be if I was in there? And luckily, I got into... First, I hosted a reality TV.
So oh, you
that,
did?
Yeah, I did before this. So that got me more into the idea of being there. And they offered me this job. They asked me to, hey, do you want to be in
it?
In it?
Yeah.
Do you want to be in this project that's going to come out in February, March on Amazon Prime?
So if they... So we're going to put all your info on the podcast notes.
Yes.
And so if they follow you, they'll see what this is then at that point.
Yeah, at that point, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I cannot tell a thing,
no,
but
I
love it. Like it's the most unique experience I've ever lived. Like it was super fun. And I can.
How long did you shoot that?
We shoot that. We stay a month in there. No cell phones, no nothing. And it's very fun. Like, I think you will like it. It's
so you went somewhere besides Mexico to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
we'll have to see where.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is that going to be in the US or no?
It's going to be all around the world and platforms.
So if it's on Amazon Prime, so what are they, are you speaking English in it or not?
Well, I did speak English with the raw, like, I'm spilling everything. Like, I had like some lines in English, but everything like it's in Spanish. So maybe they're going to have subtitles.
And subtitles.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But I'm super excited to release that. And, but now I'm working on music. Like I need to go back to work on my first.
Are you going to be solo or are you in a band?
Solo.
So solo.
Yeah, solo.
And so you have people accompanying you or something, or just you, that's it?
No, it's just me. And if things work, my plan is to develop or start like I love gospel I love that kind of voices and all that stuff. And maybe for the live gigs, if it works,
like you have a choir or something
maybe,
like that.
Maybe develop like a gothic choir,
Choir. Wow,
like a whoa, yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Well, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I think it's different, and no rockers use that.
Huh.
My music, it's kind of it's pop.
Like now, do you have some of your? Do you have like shorts of music on Instagram or anything?
No, nothing's out. Like, it's
well, you got to do that.
Yeah.
And are you on TikTok?
Yeah, I closed TikTok. It was destroying my mind.
Because you were spending too much time, or what?
I think it's a lot of craziness going on there, and I have it, and I closed it. But now they told me like, no, you need to reopen that and do stuff.
Who told you?
Companies.
Oh, really?
They want
the exposure for what you're involved in, right?
Exactly, because I get a lot of brands look for me to, I don't know, like make advertisements and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
And a lot of them tell me like, okay, no, you should get your TikTok again.
What didn't you like about it?
Of TikTok?
Yeah.
I think it's, I don't know. I don't like wasting my time watching a lot of things I'm not interested in. I like, okay, I like, I'll see you dancing like one time and that's it. But I don't want to see that all over again. Yes, exactly. So I closed it, and I don't know. I have an old soul. I prefer to read a book or maybe listen to a album like Dark Side of the Moon, you know, something like that. More, I don't know, more intimate, not that fast and not that crazy. Yeah.
But you got to do what the producers want you to do.
Exactly. So maybe you'll see me dancing and doing all that stuff. It's hard to go the other way around. Like, it's hard to be the opposite. But sometimes to get to more people, we need to accept that and just go with the flow. I'll be me doing those videos, but yeah.
I'm sure you'll have a different twist.
Yes, I'm going to make that twist on that.
Yeah. Okay, so you said you loved LA.
I love it.
So do you have any plans ever to move to the U.S.?
That's one of my dreams, like to live here forever.
Be in LA?
Yes, because I have a lot of Mexican friends that they're actors or actresses that live there. And
You'll ever end up with a big house in Beverly Hills?
For sure.
Oh, good. Make sure you set aside a room for me.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Yeah. Yeah, like some people think like... If they think about themselves, they see like, okay, I'm going to be successful and blah, 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 blah. I do believe that. Like, I know it's going to happen. So I'm prepared for that. So prepare, my friend. We're going places.
Yay. Well, you know, we just touched on this and then we didn't really talk about this off the podcast. But yeah. I said, do you know what the law of attraction is? Which is basically putting out in the universe what you want.
Yeah.
And it comes back to you. But you described it with being in the bathroom and having the guy tell you, oh, go do this audition.
Yeah.
Yeah. But have other things like that happened to you?
Yes. A lot of it.
Like, well, our meeting was like.
Yeah. And I was like that. Yeah.
Because you were at the music festival in India, right?
Yeah.
What's the name of the?
Power Trip.
You were at Power Trip.
It's like the rocker version of Coachella.
And then you had your hotel, but you needed another night and didn't have one. And then you discovered my Airbnb.
Yeah.
And so.
Exactly.
So, and it all worked out. And I even went and picked you up.
Yeah. You picked me up and I was like, I don't know, maybe this, I told you like.
Okay, the last, that I was like, yeah, the kill you or something.
The last show I saw was the Jeffrey Dahmer show. Oh. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get killed or I'm going to have a good time. And I had a good time. You were super fun to talk with.
Well, I'll tell you, when I kill guys and cook them and eat them, like somebody with a little bit, you're too thin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
You'd be all bones. It'd be naked.
Thank my diet saved me. My diet saved Greg. But yeah, so it was the first time I did that. Like when you offer, you're super nice. Thank you for that. Yeah. For to pick me up, I was like, in Mexico, we don't have that. Like,
right.
There's nice people, but they don't tell you like, okay, I'm going to pick you up. And no, that doesn't happen. So I'm very grateful for that. That's why
you know what, though? Yeah. That makes me think of something. So when I was in France, which was years ago, I was with two friends that didn't work out. And I went to a restaurant, which of course they eat dinner at like 9 o'clock at night, right? Okay. In France. So I go there and I'm second in line behind the host. And there's a French guy in his late 20s ahead of me. And then they put him in the restaurant. On the left side, as you walk in, there's like two seat tables, right? All along the wall. So there's an English couple at the first table. They put the French guy, and then I'm in the middle, right?
Okay.
And so I'm trying to order in French, which I don't speak French. And the guys that it didn't work out, I'm free to stay with them. They took all the books, and the one guy spoke French. I was like way over my head. But anyway, I'm struggling to try to get something off the menu. And then the English couple says to me, "Well, what do you think of these French people?" Because of course the French and the English don't get along real great. And I said, "I love them. They're so great." And I told them the story of what happened the day before, because I was at the train station and you put your ticket in as you're going through the turnstile.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that like 8 feet in front of you, it goes all the way down there and comes out on the other end and you need that. But I didn't pick up my ticket. So I have no ticket when I'm in there then. So then I'm trying to buy another one. People are behind me. They're yelling at me because I can't speak French. And this guy comes up to me, a French guy, and he rescues me. And he comes up and he goes, "I'll help you." So he spoke English. So he must have been a commuter on the train there.
Okay.
So he takes a ticket out and gives it to me. He gets on the train with me and rides to my stop with me, gets off, tells me where to go, and gets on the train and goes back. I mean, who does that?
So you did. Now you did too.
Yeah. So my point is, everybody says, well, you know, do something nice and pass it on. But it really does make an impact on people. Because here I am 20 years later and I still think of that guy.
Yeah.
How great he was.
And I told you, like you saved my life, because one of my dreams was to go to this concert. And I had tickets. I had everything. But I had trouble with hotels.
Because everything is a zillion dollars and it's full.
Exactly. So, it was very nice. And I thank you for that.
So you'll pass that on to somebody
else. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But I'm super. And then I found out that you had a podcast. And then I think I know you for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Well, you said this morning, your friend that picked you up yesterday to go somewhere, to go to the music thing. He said he thought we knew each other.
Yeah. Then. He told me like, "Okay, so you're friends since when?"
Like 2 hours ago.
maybe a
couple hours.
5 hours ago.
Yeah.
And then you took pictures of me, which I love.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid of pictures, but in your lens, I look incredibly, incredibly handsome.
And on that topic, all my gay friends that are listening to this, no, he's straight. Sorry.
But I love the community. I love, like, whenever it's a pride and all that stuff, I always go.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm different in a way, too. Like, and the way I dress, the way I speak, the music I listen to. Like,
Are you telling us there's hope?
No. Well,
no. You're not going to switch, right?
No, but that's a thought I have. Like, everyone says, like, no, I'm super straight. I don't think sexual attraction is one thing that stays forever. I think it's like food. I see it like food. You sometimes like chocolate, but maybe one, I don't know, when you're
strawberry today.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I think. Like, maybe it can happen, or maybe it won't happen. But
right.
I think that's the way it goes.
But you're not saying I'm never going to eat strawberry again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm. Yeah. That's what I. And a lot of people get like scared about that. Like, oh my God, he said that. No, fuck them. Like, that can't happen.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
You're very open minded.
Yeah, I try to be, because
I only host guys because of our shared bathroom and everything else at the Airbnb, but most of them, I'd say 95% of my guys are gay, but the other five are all open-minded and they don't have trouble with gay guys.
So. Yeah, it's I don't know, like as I was telling you, like labels, I think they're stupid, and we're just people, just meeting and talking and whatever you prefer, like, I don't know. I try to be, because Mexico, it's a very, like, it has like a big community. There's like a lot of people there that are not that open-minded.
Right.
So I try to be that difference and try to bring that to the my fans or people that follow me, to try to bring that idea of being open-minded and just don't be scared or judge anything.
Right. So are the younger, do you find the younger people are more open-minded, or they grew up in that kind of family and so they're the same way?
The old people, like,
more than,
yeah, my grandmother, like they try to be in touch with the things that are going right now, but they were raised and born in a different kind of setup and context.
Right.
So they have that. There's a lot of old people in Mexico, but the new generations are, they have this open mind. And I have a lot of bisexual friends.
Oh, dude.
And I think that's great. That's the, they don't judge. They just do what they want to do. And I don't know. It's, I think it's amazing that people are starting to open up.
So they're sexually fluid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about my favorite movie, which is, I'll put a plug in, Say Yes.
Say
2018.
Yes.
You got to watch the movie. But that's what the story is about. And I, most people think the plot is crazy on it. We talked a little about this and you promised you're going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Okay. So, yeah, but the story is, the scene opens with a guy proposing to a woman at a waterfall. It goes up the waterfall, switches from color to black and white, and then switches to their, fades to their living room years later. He comes home, she's in the dark, and she, he says, why are you sitting in the dark? And she goes, I went to the doctor today, and you're right, it wasn't just a mole. So she tells him she has malignant melanoma. Well, she's going to die. So she's a free spirit. Her brother's a free spirit, her twin brother, very close. And so her dying wish is that her husband and her brother get together as a couple when she dies.
Yeah.
That's the plot. And a lot of people think that's crazy. It's not crazy. Because as we've also talked about, I've hosted in my various properties and various platforms, over 2,000 people over the years.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have been millennials, and they are actually very fluid. There isn't a lot of black and white with a lot of them.
Yeah.
But that's the younger people.
Yes. And that, yeah. I'm glad that's happening.
Yeah.
Because we're going to break the horrible, I don't know, like long years that people were so closed, right, and were so into that kind of,
right,
thing. No, that's not. This is a new moment.
Yay.
For everyone.
So I could talk to you for hours and do two podcasts.
Me too, yeah.
I know that you're going to get picked up here, so I don't want...
Yes, I'm
so I've
going to
kind of wrap this up here. But I always ask my person that's sitting in that chair, so in your life so far, what are some lessons that you've learned you can share with my people? Like, how do you live? What do you go by? And you've talked a little about it.
Yeah. I like two of them. Like, I think everyone can be successful. Like, some people tend to be, I don't know, like, if someone starts doing great stuff and making amazing projects, some people, they don't like that, and they try to take it down, and they get jealous.
Yeah.
And I think we should think about, everyone can be, I can be successful, and you too. Like, it doesn't get in my way.
Right.
And I go by with that. Like, everyone can live in the house of successfulness. Like, everyone's invited.
Wow.
So I like that. And the other thing is, I see myself as Edward Scissorhands. I used to love that movie, and I
really
felt like him with his normal family, and he's like super gothic and
right,
crazy, and but he's right, he's there, and he's having lunch and all that stuff. And so that gets me to the thought of living life at its fullest. And just, life is too short to wear boring clothes. Life's too short to not be crazy. Life's too short to not do what you want to do. I don't want to die and ask myself before dying, like, should I do this, or what, I didn't do that, or no, I just, if I think it, I try to do it. And always be careful, you know, like, I'm not telling you about doing every drug you can. No.
Right.
But about something that's good for your soul and good for your mind. If you wanna, I don't wanna paint something, paint it. And if you wanna do whatever it gets you, yeah, I see life as a very short period of time.
So you're saying grab life by the balls and go through it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the short.
The short quote. Version, yeah.
Yeah, the shorter version. Yeah, but yeah, that's what I try to do on and live by.
You're a fun guy, Mickey.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
Okay. Have a safe trip home.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye, my friend.
Till next time.
Till next time.